Now, in examples 11 through 14, I want to give you the sounds of the harmonics of the chalice and of the higher triadic harmonics. Using the E. That is the heart chakra. That is the throat chakra. It's actually an octave above the degenerative chakra. It's 2 1/5 octaves above the generating tone. It has that open fifth sound. It is related to the concept and the energy of truth. The color is a blue, and it's represented by an equal-sided cross, very ancient pre-Christian symbol. The throat chakra is the center through which energy is manifested into the world. It represents the logos, the word, the activity, the way that you qualify energy into the world. And it comes up from the heart and goes out the throat. And if the heart is guided by the higher centers, then the work that is put out into the world will be of value and of service and of growth and of evolution. If it's guided by the lower centers, by the generative or by the solar plexus, the energy that's put out is likely to be very egoistic and only self-inclusive. So if we look at the energy of the chalice again, that triadic energy is a harmony that is needed to synthesize and bring together the higher and the lower. Now, if we go beyond into the higher triad and we go into the functions that are associated with the ajna and the crown, there are a couple of qualifications we have to say. In the first place, the ajna and the crown really are not two separate chakras, so to speak. They're really part of one closer knit energy system. And in different systems of chakras, there are sometimes 3, sometimes 5, sometimes 7. And above the crown chakra, we can speak of higher harmonics and higher chakras that are related to other kinds of functions than those that we're going to be discussing right now. They're represented very often in Buddhism by the heads that go upon the tops of heads, or the hair that is knotted above the head, and so on. The sound of the higher triadic harmonics that goes above the triad that we've heard. It goes up to the seventh. And the octave. And those two harmonics are closely related. The sixth harmonic, which is the ajna, which represents the eye, so to speak, the single eye between the eyebrows. The color is a heliotrope or purple-like color. It's represented by the upturned horns of the crescent moon. That power is a power of wisdom. And above that, and as I go into the next examples, we have the power of the crown itself, which we represent with a 7-pointed violet star, which represents power, the light of power. And that is at the crown level. And those two are very closely related. Above them are the higher harmonics. And so forth.